I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. The whole entertainment industry is changing, including video games.
The old order is dead. Long live the new order.
That was Star Wars: The Old Republic. It cost almost $200 million to make, one of the most expensive games of all time. And as the price of making games goes up, companies have tightened their belts on a big cost: people. Writer Michael Thompson explored how the gaming industry is outsourcing labor for the online publication The Outline. Welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Can you sort of explain how this outsourcing ecosystem of game development came to be?
Yeah, the sort of roots of it began with art outsourcing, basically like creating the set dressing, the props, you know, like Grand Theft Auto, right? This big, sprawling open world. Rockstar makes those games. They have hundreds of people working there, but even with that many people, they don't have enough staff to make the desk in the side corner of the office for that one building that most people aren't even going to go to. And so that is the easiest sort of thing to outsource also, because with art, you can send people reference photos, you can send people very concrete sort of comparative things. And then, you know, over the last 10, 15 years, this massive industry has kind of exploded.
You went to visit a studio in Shanghai. What did you see?
An office. It's just, it's not a lot is known about outsourcing. People sometimes have these visions of these like super exploitive kind of like sweatshop kind of conditions. And it's, you know, it's an upper middle class profession in China, even though because of exchange rates, the wages there are like much lower.
It looks like the typical wage in Shanghai, new hires are making about 11 grand a year.
Yeah.
In the U.S., that would be about 51 grand. This brings up the age old question about outsourcing. Mm. Is that a smart investment from the company's standpoint, or is that depressing the wage in America or exploiting the people who are working in China? And how do you kind of puzzle through all of those contradictions?
I mean, I think the easiest way is to just avoid the question of whether or not outsourcing is good or bad, right? Mm. I mean, that's unanswerable. Outsourcing is just a job, and jobs can be good or bad depending on the context. But what I found as I was researching what was sort of happening in the overall market is that the video game market has sort of stagnated over the same time that outsourcing has become more prominent.
Do you think there's a link there? Is there some causality between those things?
Yeah, I think it's become harder to, you know, grow the video game market. So it's easier to think instead about controlling costs while still trying to compete at this spectacle level, like wowing, dazzling kind of like product. But the finances underneath that aren't growing along with the sort of like technology.
Well, so this raises this question of what the future of the industry might look like, because you do see these big complicated games get rolled out and headlines about how X is the most expensive game ever. But what happens in 5 years? What happens in 10 years?
I have no idea. I mean, the video game industry as a whole is growing, not the console industry, right? So like, all the growth is coming from like PC games, mobile games, tablet games, games with a much lower sort of technology load than like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, these big explosive sort of effects heavy kind of things. And so from an investor point of view, you think, okay, to make this big PlayStation console game that everyone loves, that gets really good reviews, I have to tie up my money for 7 years, get a fairly low return on that investment. Or you could go make 100 free-to-play games, and if one or two takes off, then you suddenly get returns that are much higher. So, I mean, Pokemon Go, I think, was a big kind of like canary in a coal mine a little bit of sort of like where the excitement is. You know, there's a sense that the console game is kind of becoming like the dad rock of video game culture. It's sort of, it's aging out a generation, and it's becoming less and less relevant.
I want you to tell me the story of one person who you wrote about, who was working on a game in Russia, and then later found himself in China and assumed he might be working on something different. Then what happened?
He was working on the same game. It was an EA shooter called Medal of Honor Airborne. They had hired a bunch of different outsourcers, and he was working on uniforms in Russia. And he got this new job in Shanghai. They didn't tell him what he was going to be working on. He gets there, and it's the same game. He's just making gun models instead of the uniforms. You know, it's hard to know where one project ends and another begins. Who owns which project? You know, it's just like one blob of office labor.
Michael Thompson, who wrote this story for The Outline, thank you very much.
Thank you.